Malka.
Yes, and come on in.
Hi, I'm gonna go mute. I'm at work. Okay.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. A little blurry vision, but that's to be expected for about a week or so.
Okay.
Malka's on too. She's muted because she's at work.
Understand.
And I'm going to go ahead and mute. I sent you a file a while ago. You might want to look at it if you haven't looked.
I have taken a look at it. I've seen it before, but I never really had the whole file. I just had, wasn't that I got a file before, but I have seen the material before. I just don't have, right today, don't have the time to look at it in detail. So, but I appreciate it very much.
It was English and Hebrew together, so I thought it might save you from having to have two links, and you wouldn't have to go in and to the administrative pages and do all the symbols and all. So if it doesn't help you, that's fine. I've had it quite a while. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
So good morning, all, and we're studying Psalm 58 this morning. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link in the Shelvavim section. It's the second link, the Psalms landing page, and when that opens up, you'll need to scroll down to Psalm, or Tehillim 58. I'll start with the L'shem Yehud, but I'm actually going to start with a reading of the Psalms, not the Psalms, of the Esther Dibrot, in case people haven't done that. So, starting with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kutsha Barichu Ishkin Tevid Hilu Urshimu Hilu Hilu Urshimu L'yachta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Penunei Adelainu Ma'asei Yadenu Penunehu. The Esther Dibrot, the Ten Utterances. Vayedaber Elohim et kol hadivarim ha'ele lemor anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mibet avadim lo yihi elecha Elohim acherim Al panai lo ta'aseh lecha, esel v'kol tenuna asher b'shamayim, mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat. Wa asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz. Lo tishtachaver lachem v'lo tavim. Ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poker Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shemeshim Ve Al Rebeim Lishonai Yoseh Chesed La Alafim La Ohavai Ushomrei Mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav ki lo yenake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom hashabbat v'kadsho sheshet yamim Tavod vasita kol melachtecha v'yom hashvi'i Shabbat l'Hashem Elohecha lo taseh kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'amadcha Uvhemtecha ugercha asher bisharecha ki shoshet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach b'yom hashvi'i Al kein beirach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikadshehu kaved et avicha v'et imecha l'man yarikun yamecha al ha-adama asher Hashem Elohecha No tain lach, lo tirtzach, lo tinach, lo tigno, lo ta'ane, bereacha et shaker, lo tachmod beit reecha, lo tachmod eshet reecha, v'yavdo va'amato. V'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l'arecha. So the Psalms landing page, Tehillim 58. In this psalm, David expresses the anguish caused him by Abner and his other enemies, who justified Saul's pursuit of him. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. The first word is lamnatzeach, and I refer you to the Yearning for Redemption PDF, pages 6. Starting on page 6, it runs for a number of pages. And it gives you information about the meaning of that first words in each psalm. There are 12 verses in Psalm 58. And this connects to Hashem in all three columns, representing the four letters in his name of Hashem, and the three columns. It also connects to the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And then please click on the link that opens up to the Mechon Mamre website for the Psalms. And then scroll down to Psalm 58. The first verse. Lam naseach al tishchet leDavid miktam. For the leader, al tashchet, which is in this translation, they're saying has the meaning of a psalm of David. Miktam. As you can see, there's not a lot of translation of these words. And these words are very meaningful. And I recommend you look through those pages, starting on page 6 of the introduction in the PDF file, Yearning for Redemption. Verse 2. Ha'umnam eilem tzedek tedaberun me'sharim tishpetu b'nei adam. Do you indeed speak as a righteous company? Do you judge with equity the sons of men? There are 8 words in the psalm, which indicates that there's a connection to Bina. And 34 letters, which indicates a poorness, a lack. It's asking the questions, but the answers are not being given in this, and that's the indication of the lack. It's not yet fulfilled. Remember, the vessel is the question, and the vessel without its fulfillment has lack. These are basic Kabbalistic concepts that we frequently have to be reminded of. The third verse. Ach belev olot tifalun baret chamas yedechem tifalesun. Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Yea, ye weigh out in the earth the violence of your hands. Eight words. We know that relates to the energy store known as Bina. And that code word that was developed by Ralph Berg of the Kabbalah Center is very significant when you start to contemplate it within your meditations. What is the meaning of the energy store? Three letters connects to the concept of Hod Shebahod. And we learn about Hod Shebahod in the counting of the Omer. We understand that Hod Shebahod represents one aspect of its totality, is it's representing the concept of this potential spirituality of the potential energy of the Torah without any limitations of the physical world. I also point out this word Hamas is a Hebrew word that's being translated here as violence, and that is the general understanding of the word. But in modern days, Hamas is the name of an organization that works out of Lebanon. It's an affiliate of the Iranian government. Its purpose is to fight, to rebel, to make life difficult for the modern state of Israel. It supports the Palestinian people, which we know that there are no Palestinian people. There are groups of people that have ancestry going back in that area. And that mixture of people with those ancestors are called Palestinians. Among that group of people, among those various groups, are actually some of the lost 10 tribes. So you can see how convoluted, or I know you know how convoluted the Middle East is, and how difficult the problem of solving it to create peace in the world. But that doesn't mean we stop trying. The task is difficult, but all we have to do is take the first step, and Hashem will complete the balance of the steps. The fourth verse. Zoru Rishaim Merachem Ta'u Mibeten Dovre Kazav. The wicked are estranged from the womb. The speakers of lies go astray as soon as they are born. Seven words connecting to the lower sefirot, but it's also connecting to the unity of Zeron Pin and Malchut, which represents the unity of heaven and earth, Shemaim v'Haaretz. Twenty-six letters connecting us to the name of Hashem. I hope you appreciate, or I'm appreciating, the poetry in this verse, the fourth verse, in the English, the way it's been translated. The poetry expresses quite strongly the idea of what's wrong with lying and what's wrong with the idea of a people who accept negativity. The fifth verse. Kamat lamo kidmut chamat nachash kimo feten cheresh yatem azno. Their venom is like the venom of a serpent. They are like the deaf ass that stops her ear. The poetry of this verse. Obviously, I'm not enamored with the subject. It's a very negative concept, but the way it's being expressed is very powerful. Ten words connecting to all ten sephirot. Thirty-four letters, which connects to the Hebrew word dal, meaning poor, meaning lacking. The sixth verse, Asher lo yishma l'ko melach ha'shin. Which hearkens not to the voice of charmers or of the most cunning binder of spells. Eight words connecting to Bina, the energy store. Two letters, which connects to the 32 paths of wisdom, the 32 paths of Chokhmah. And this demonstrates the unity of Chokhmah with Bina at all times. And we learn in the 10 luminous emanations classes that not only is it Chokhmah and Bina that never separates, but Keter is part of that triumvirate. All three. They're referred to as the Gimel Rishonot, the first three. The sixth verse. Actually, the seventh verse. Elohim charas shinemo befimo maltot kefirim dachot Hashem. Break their teeth, Hashem, in their mouth. Excuse me. Break their teeth, Elohim, in their mouth. Break out the cheek, the teeth of the young lions, Hashem. Eight words connecting to Bina. Seven letters indicating the concealment of Bina. I've explained this before, but to go through it another time. When we spell out the letters of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, there are different ways to spell out the letters He and Vav. One of those ways gives us a gematria of 63. When we subtract out the revealed letters, which is Yud Heh Vav Heh, so if you subtract 26 from 63, and what is left are the concealed letters of the name of Hashem. And the gematria of those concealed letters is 37. The eighth verse. Ima asu kemo mayim itahu lamo. Idroch chitzav Kimo Yishmo Lalu. Let them melt away as water that runs apace. When he aims his arrows, let them be as though they were cut off. Nine words. As we know, that could be Hakma or it could be Yesod. Let's count the letters. Thirty-six letters connects to the 36 Tzaddikim. It connects to Yesod. The ninth pasuk. Kimo shablu temes yahalo nefeleshet balchazu shamesh. The ninth verse has nine words. Let them be as a snail which melts and passes away, like the untimely births of a woman that have not seen the sun. This is a poetic verse that it's kind of difficult to understand. Does a snail actually melt in the sun? They do die in the sun, and they're left with just the shell that shows. Do they actually melt? What happens to the inner, to the living snail that dies? I've never followed it. But these are the kinds of things that people who are close to the land observe about nature. We have discussed before that the 29 connects to the Hebrew month of Av and to the father representing Chokmah. The 10th verse. B'terem yavinu siroteichem batad kimo chai kimo charon yisarenu. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he will sweep it away with a whirlwind, the raw and the burning alike. Nine words. Thirty-six letters, indicating that it's a connection to Yesod. The 11th verse. Ismach tzadik ki chaza nakam pa'amav irchatz b'dam harasha. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Nine words. Thirty-two letters, indicating the nine words are connecting to Yesod. this particular verse is not one that I find pleasant. Do the righteous actually rejoice when the negative people are harmed by their, as the effect of their negative actions? I don't believe that that's the nature of righteous people. I really don't. I've used the word believe, indicating how tired I am. I know that that's not the orientation of the righteous. They would be happy and joyful seeing the negativity leave, no longer influencing human beings, but they would never be happy with the death of the human being who has done those negative actions. The 12th verse. Vayomar Adam Ach Peri La Tzadik Ach Yesh Elohim Shoftim Baretz. And men shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily there is Elohim that judges in the earth. Ten words indicating the complete structure of the ten sephirot. Thirty-six letters connecting to the Tzaddikim, to the righteous people. I will now read the Hebrew verses in sequence. Kulam natseach al tishchet v'David miktam Ha'umnam elem tzedek tzedaberun Me'sharim tishchetu b'nei adam Ach b'lev olot tifalun Baretz hamas yedeichem Tifalesu Zoru Rishayim Merachem Ta'u Mibeten Dovre Kazav Chamat Lamo Kibut Chamat Nachash Kimo Peten Cheresh Yatem Azno Asher lo yishma lekol melachashim Chover chavarim betukam Elohim charas Shinemo befimo malteot befirim Nechatot Adonai Yohei Wahei Yimasu Kimo Mayim Yithalku Lamo Yidrochi Tzav Kimo Yitbolalu Kimo Shabelu Temes Yachaloch Nefel Eshet Bal chazu shamesh Beterem yavinu sirotei Ishma tzadik ki chazanakam. Pe'amav yirchatz badam harasha. Vayomar adam. Ach peri la tzadik. Ach yesh Elohim. Shoftim baretz. That's the end of the psalm, the end of this class. Are there any questions? While you're unmuting yourselves, I'll remind you that Motzi Shabbat at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class. And the parsha will be Vayakel. Are there any questions? You all have a Shabbat Shalom, and I wish all of you peace, Shalom Gadol to all of the world. Shalom.
Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.